The Osgood File, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest terrorism report is out, including the number of private American citizens killed in terrorist attacks last year. The number may surprise you. Back after this. The State Department's latest report on terrorism points the finger at Iran. It says Iran amped up its support for Hezbollah last year with plots in Southeast Asia, Europe, and Africa. And as for al-Qaeda, we've killed so many of the al-Qaeda leadership that their local affiliates are now setting the agenda, raising their own money, mostly through kidnapping, and planning their own attacks. Which, according to terrorist expert Patrick Clausen, means we need to change our approach to terrorism. We have to help would-be terrorists understand the futility of that approach.
That's a job that requires a battle of ideas. I would think that when a school or mosque is worried that somebody is turning towards terrorism, that the institutions that should get involved should be social workers rather than law enforcement.
And of course, there'll be a big debate about that. But what you also find in the report, way at the end, is a statistic that nobody seems interested in. U.S. citizens worldwide killed as a result of organized terrorism. The total in 2012 was 10. All in Afghanistan. Even if you count the Aurora, Colorado shootings and Newtown as terrorist acts, America is barely a blip on the terrorism map. Number one country for terrorism is Pakistan, followed by Iraq, Afghanistan, and India. For you, as an American, to protect yourself from organized terrorism, the kind that we're fighting with drones and spies and SEAL Team 6, all you have to do is steer clear of Afghanistan. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.